This is KCUR 89.3. On Friday, July 21st, Maria Wakondo was held up at knife point while walking home to her apartment. The robber got away with $600 in cash. Thankfully, she wasn't hurt. But as KCUR's Laura Ziegler reports, the incident highlights how new refugees can be vulnerable to crime.
Maria Wakondo lives in an old brick house in northeast Kansas City, surrounded by a chain link fence. Warm and engaging, she recently moved with the family to this house so the 11 people in the family would have more space. It's still crowded with her mom and her dad.
I'm Echa, yes, Echa Dunia Wakondo.
Three siblings and their children, including two infants. The new house is farther away from their last apartment, which was right around the corner from Pop's, the convenience store where Wakondo was attacked last July.
Pour m'accorder une parole, OK, c'était le 21 juillet 2017. J'étais à Pop's à 12h.
She was at this quick shop, Pop's, and she had just cashed her paycheck. She was carrying her baby on her back, and so she had $600 in cash on her. She was carrying a purse, and when she left, as she said, a man attacked her and took her whole purse and disappeared, basically.
Jennifer Beyer, a family friend, translates for Wakondo. She left the Congo, then Zaire, as a young girl in the 1990s. She and her family spent 20 years in a Tanzanian refugee camp. She says they were hungry a lot and had to hunt for their food. Finally, they were resettled to Spokane, Washington, but they couldn't find work, so they moved to Kansas City, where they knew there were other Congolese refugees. The robbery, she says, it's not something she expected.
She is just afraid. She feels disappointed because she doesn't feel safe, because she felt that she'd be able to walk safely down the street.
Hillary Singer of Jewish Vocational Services says refugees can have a hard time adapting to certain aspects of life in America, and this puts them at risk. For example, she says most don't open bank accounts, and like Maria Wakondo, they end up carrying cash.
Most refugees come from countries where the financial institutions are either weak or corrupt, and so there's no trust in those kind of formal systems. And there's no familiarity with how they work.
Many refugees don't have a driver's license or a car, and they walk places they need to go. This limits where they can shop and what time. And when they're walking to do their errands, many refugees like Maria carry a bag over their shoulder and carry the baby.
Et encore les jours là que l'homme là m'a attaqué, j'étais avec mon bébé.
When she was robbed, she was carrying the baby on her back, and the robber pushed her. He pushed her against a fence, and she said, but thank God the baby wasn't hurt.
Maria's family's gotten a lot of help from friends and neighbors. For example, there's Jerry Fitch, a 70-year-old retiree who sits out on his front porch and is the eyes and ears of their old neighborhood. And as helicopters overhead almost drown out our conversation, he says these blocks around 7th and Indiana see a lot of crime.
They'd be going around night and day with police helicopters.
Swahili and French are just some of the languages that spill out of the open windows in nearby apartments. Fitch says he tries to help the residents understand they need to be careful.
But, you know, just take 2 or 3 people with you when you go anywhere in this area. Don't go by yourself, especially a lady. Because that lady could have really got hurt and her baby could have almost got killed.
The short police report following the incident identifies the suspect as unknown. It goes on to note that there was a language barrier between the officer and the victim. The suspect was arrested but later released. Wakondo did identify him, but police say there wasn't enough evidence to charge him. East Patrol Community Involvement Officer Greg Smith says some refugees come from countries where police are corrupt, so they won't even report a crime. But in Wakondo's case, he thinks it may have been just a lack of understanding about what's needed to make a case.
And what the detectives do is that they want to make sure they have concrete evidence for a prosecution. They like to go back, get real good information as much as possible, description, and see if they have, like, video, if there are any more witnesses they can interview.
The police department says detectives are following up on the case, and Officer Smith stays in touch with the Wakondo family. He's been back several times to check on how they're doing. But Maria Wakondo says she's still scared for herself and her family. She sees the man she believes robbed her at knife point, and it's unnerving. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Ziegler.